August 4th, 1914. Great Britain declared war on Germany. The Commonwealth of Australia did so on August 5th and submitted a force under the command of General Bridges. This was the first Australian Imperial Force.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call.
There's a lonely stretch of hillocks. There's a beach asleep and drear. There's a battered, broken fort beside the sea. There are sunken, trampled graves and a little rotting pier and winding paths that wind unceasingly. There's a torn and silent valley. There's a tiny rivulet with some blood upon the stones beside its mouth. There are lines of buried bones. There's an unpaid, waiting debt. There's a sound of gentle sobbing in the south.
Originally called Armistice Day, Remembrance Day commemorates the end of hostilities of the Great War, signing of the armistice, which occurred on the 11th of November 1918. Armistice Day was observed by the Allies as a way of remembering those who died, especially soldiers with no known grave.
A nation is in mourning for a soldier. Died today.
In 1918, after suffering a number of defeats and heavy losses, the German forces agreed to an armistice with the Allied troops, and this signalled the end of the First World War. The treaty was signed at 5 a.m. on 11 November 1918, but did not officially come into effect until 6 hours later at 11 a.m. The armistice was met by celebrations around the world. People yelled, cheered, and danced in the streets. In Australia, Armistice Day was renamed in 1997. The name change broadened the meaning of the day, widening the focus from the First World War to a day which commemorates all who served in any war or conflict to this day. On Monday night, the 11th of November, official news finally arrived in Australia after 7 p.m, which was 11 a.m. Paris time, confirming the signing of the armistice on the other side of the world. We danced on trams, we danced on lorries, we danced on the footpaths, we shouted, and church bells rang out a peal of jubilation. Gallipoli saw 9 Victoria Crosses awarded to Australians and 1 to a New Zealander. They were Lance Corporal Albert Jacker, Lance Corporal Leonard Casall, Lieutenant William John Simons, Corporal Alexander Stuart Burton, Lieutenant Frederick Harold Tubb, Corporal William Dunstan, Private John Hamilton, Captain Alfred John Schutt, Second Lieutenant Hugo Vivian Hope Throssell, and to New Zealand, Corporal Cyril Bassett.
He was getting old and paunchy, his hair was falling fast. Recounting at the RSL stories from his past, of a war that he had fought in and the deeds that he'd seen done by the boys of his battalion. They were heroes, everyone.
Plans for an Australian unknown soldier were first put in the 1920s, but it was not until 1993 that an unknown Australian was at last brought home. He was interred in the Hall of Memory at the Australian War Memorial on the 11th of November 1993. The then Prime Minister Paul Keating said in part,
"It's not too much to hope, therefore, that this unknown Australian soldier might continue to serve his country. He might enshrine a nation's love of peace and remind us that in the sacrifice of the men and women whose names are recorded here, there is faith enough for all of us."
A nation is in mourning for a soldier. Died today.
Remembrance Day is not a celebration of war, it is a celebration of the end of war. Since Private Robert Weir became the first Australian soldier to die on overseas operations while serving in the New South Wales contingent sent to the Sudan as part of the British Expeditionary Force in 1885, our nation has sacrificed more than 100,000 of its finest. That's an average of two people dying per day, every day, for 138 years. We are all Australians. We are shaped by our triumphs and our failures, our heroes and villains, the way, as a people, we have endured adversity and how we face the inevitable adversities that are coming and respond to emerging unseen horizons. At no time in history has Australia had as great an impact on international affairs as we did in 1918 and the armistice. Every Remembrance Day, and also Anzac Day, even the most eloquent find it difficult to define the essence of the word Anzac. We painstakingly search for the right words in an effort to do justice to more than 100,000 Australian lives lost. We need not search for more than just four words to embody the spirit of Anzac: courage, endurance, mateship, and sacrifice. And three words that have stood the test of time: lest we forget. In most ceremonies of remembrance, there is a reading of the Ode of Remembrance, taken from the Lawrence Binyon poem For the Fallen. It is also used at the laying of the inauguration stone of the Australian War Memorial in 1929. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.